your stock pick for the evening?
Yeah, so my stock pick is Absa. So, I mean, we did cover it earlier in the show.
Yeah.
I guess, like I said before, I mean, you do have to have a more rosy outlook on the future than what we're currently seeing with the load shedding. I mean, there's a lot of negativity in South Africa. And, you know, you've seen that reflected in the banking share prices. Like I said, I think that all the banks, in fact, are well provisioned. And we've got good visibility on their earnings over the next 2 years. And I think that they will deliver that earnings growth. I guess what could derail it is, I mean, if we do go into recession in South Africa, I mean, remember, South Africa is in a slightly different position to the rest of the world. We didn't have the money printing that we had in America and in the more developed markets, and we don't have to push our interest rates up as much as the rest of the world as well.
Okay.
And so as we now go into this kind of more moderate rate hike cycle, it's beneficial for the bank's earnings in the short term. And then as long as the credit losses don't come through in a meaningful way, and because they're well provisioned, I don't think that they will, I think that you'll get a good return out of your Absa Bank shares.
Okay. Gary, 30 seconds for you. What's your stock pick for the evening?
Only 30 seconds. Okay, then I was going to give you two, but I'll just give you one. I'm going to go with JSE. So JSE came out of the trading update yesterday, and it was pretty good. Earnings, headline earnings and earnings per share up between 24 and 32%, I think. This is really just on the back of cost containment. Now, I was thinking about it, it's very much a hold kind of stock. We're established, it's our exchange.
Yeah.
But, looking at it at about 100 Rand, they have a fairly good dividend payout ratio, you know, between kind of like 65% and 100%. And, you know, if they're going to be earning, you know, above 5 Rand in this half and another 5 Rand in the second half, and they're paying out the majority of that, it's going to put them on a dividend yield of around sort of 7 or 8%. And in the current environment, if you're expecting volatility for the next year, 18 months, I think this is not a bad stock to kind of hide out in, if you want to put it that way.
Okay.
I think it's going to be stable. You might get a bit of capital appreciation. You're going to get a decent dividend yield. And it's actually going to benefit from the volatility in financial markets as buying and selling happens. So that's my stock.
Okay, fantastic. So Gary Boyson there is going with his landlord, and Mark is going with the Red Bank. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Thanks to my guest, Mark Dutoy from Oystercatcher Investments, and Gary Boyson from Rand Swiss. Join Zinati on Friday with the Friday edition of Stock Watch. That's tomorrow at 19:30. Have a good evening.